My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Well, 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 good morning. We have football today.
Football, Kenny.
In the words of, in the tweets of one of our contemporaries, it has arrived. We are here. Tone, we can stop counting down on social media.
And so it begins, Kenny.
And so it begins. Football is in tonight.
Football injected into my veins.
Football hot.
Pigskin party.
Sexy football. Pigskin party. That sounds nice. Pigskin party sounds nice.
I'm trying to think about what the guarantee I will have tonight for how long I'm staying up for that. Because this one, what?
What time's kickoff? 8:20?
Yeah, this one counts.
This one counts.
Will it start by 8:20?
God, I hope so. Good God, I hope. Well, the Guardians don't play tonight, so I mean,
NFL doesn't do as much pomp before their first game as some of the other leagues do.
I thought they did like a huge concert.
Man, I think 8:20's got to be 8:20. I don't think it's like some of the other ones.
I think they'll hit 8:20.
Yeah, I think they're pretty good at that because of the massive TV deal. It's like a big thing. Like, there's some sports you have like NASCAR out of nowhere. All right, green flag, here we go. Like, it just seems to be they have like a 2-hour like green flag drops at 2:30.
Yeah.
Nah.
Oh, yeah.
We're thinking more like 3:15, 3:40. Like, it's always ridiculous.
Well,
it's part of the reason I don't watch as much as I used to, and I still try.
A lot of those sports still have to sell their sport to the casual audience.
Yeah.
NFL's not doing a lot of selling.
No. They know you're
there. Here's what football looks like.
Yeah, they know you're there.
Here's what happens in a game.
They know you want it. And here's your football. And so I think probably around 8:20, maybe 8:21, 8:22 is when that thing will kick off. I'd be surprised if it was much later than that. So they're gonna be on it, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to tonight.
And think about last year, the overreactions that turned out somewhat to be kind of true for one team, right? Last year, the Lions won the opener, did they not?
Yeah,
they did.
And then immediately it was the Chiefs. Do they have enough talent?
Are they in
did
trouble?
They lose too much?
Are they in trouble? Well, they had to sign Chris Jones.
That's right.
Which they took care of the next week.
He was in the booth watching.
Kelsey did not play in that game.
Nope. So, and then...
Oh, I totally forgot that.
They almost ended up playing each other in the Super Bowl later on. No, really, Detroit choked that game. I'm not sure what you want to say. Either way, that kind of brings you into tonight where it's like, how much do you glean from opening day or opening kickoff weekend? How much do you take from week one that carries through? Because Detroit, I remember last year, I was like, yeah, I know Detroit finished off last season really, really good. And a lot of people like them this year. And I like him too, but I just want to hold off on the love fest here. Like I just want to be careful before I go crowning Detroit. And it turned out Detroit was perfectly well within their reason to be crowned. They were a great football team all throughout the season. Dan Campbell looked to be a good coach all throughout the season, and they ended up having a fine season last year. So what do I take away from today? Or because the Ravens are expected to be a really good football team. Lamar's obviously a good quarterback. We know about Mahomes in Kansas City. They're not going away. So what really do I take away from today, depending on wins and who wins and who loses?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I do kind of think so many teams over time have scaled back what they actually do in preseason. We know the games are nothing compared to the actual dual practices that they have with the other teams.
Yes.
You know, it seems like they get more out of that than anything else, but still the quarterback's not really live in those settings. They're not getting tackled. They're not getting sacked. So Lamar Jackson hasn't played in a preseason game, I think, since 2021. Derrick Henry didn't play in this preseason. So I wouldn't be shocked if, you know, the Ravens are really, really rusty. And you do that for a quarter against the Chiefs. Yeah. I mean, you are in big trouble.
That's something
they love to play with leads. You know, Baltimore's big thing is playing with leads.
Well, they
almost always are leading going into the fourth quarter.
Kansas City, and I'm sure they have their analytics and things as well. They basically fart in the face of modernistic thinking football in a lot of ways. I don't want to be anti-brains, anti-thinking. But there's so many times where guys like us, it almost seems like we've taken the reins. Guys in the media have taken the reins over what teams do in the preseason and how there is this fear of playing players in the preseason. And I'm one of the people who I was afraid to play Deshaun Watson in the preseason. I'm part of that problem. But Andy Reid doesn't care. Andy Reid is going to play his guys in the preseason, get them ready. It does not matter to him whatsoever about getting guys ready and getting guys going. You know, the whole and I'm all a proponent of, hey, we got to keep up and upright for 17 games, got to keep guys healthy. You had 67 quarterbacks. Andy Reid doesn't care. They're going to go for it. So everything is why they've been so successful, I think, is they've continued to make everything a competition. Everything has been a competition for them. They have tried to turn, like, I know you guys make fun of me about the preseason. It almost seems watching Kansas City, it's like, hey, you're kind of going for the gusto here. It's like, I know you got Mahomes out now, but you're kind of going for the wins here. This is crazy. So there is a method to their madness. And there's been plenty of other things that Kansas City just does things differently. They do not care about big hit pieces or being an hour on First Take or anything like that. They do not care about that. It's a different franchise. At least how they're ran right now with Brent Veach and with Andy Reid. It's just a different franchise overall. They really are a study.
And what, they've won 3 of 5 Super Bowls here? 3 of the last 5 and now the chance to go back-to-back-to-back?
Yes. Three times,
I mean,
over.
That,
yeah,
is,
I lost count. That's
that,
how many
that
times.
That is big-time, all-time historical stuff they're going after.
For a league that has so much parity, they've been fantastic. And because they got a dominant quarterback, they got a great head coach, and there's a lot of things that you expect out of them. The other side of it is, like, this is the precursor. If you were a Ravens fan, which I actually know one now, I can't believe it. It's outrageous. I went basically my entire life without knowing a Ravens fan, and here we are. Throughout all this, there's nothing that can really be accomplished tonight. Because, like, they asked Lamar, and that we asked Bob Haney yesterday during Around the AFC North, they had asked Lamar in the press conference, is this any sort of a revenge game for you? And he kind of laughed it off in a way, because it's like, it's week one. What can I revenge in week one? If I sat there and said it's revenge, Kansas City won the Super Bowl, beat us, and went on to win the Super Bowl. We decided to throw the ball all over the place instead of running the football, where we could have won that football game. I'm saying the proverbial we. They could have won that football game. You decided to just try to throw the ball all over the yard. What can you prove here in week one? Nothing. Nothing. There's no real retro.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Retribution.
I think they'll be looking to see if year two of that offensive system looks any more streamlined, anything like that. They've added wrinkles to it.
I agree with you.
If Lamar looks any better, although, you know, we've seen so much of Lamar over the years. I mean, he's not really going to prove anybody wrong or any of that until it gets done in the playoffs, because in the regular season he's amazing. He almost never loses in a regular season. I mean, last year they really only lost three games. They sat everybody in the last game. They only lost three games last year. That's remarkable.
Let me ask you this.
Out of the 16 games they tried, they went 13-3.
Let me ask you this. Who do you with either one of these teams, do you draw any conclusions on the Browns?
Oof. No, you know, I wasn't going to watch.
Not conclusions.
Yeah, I wasn't going to watch tonight.
Does this affect your feelings, I should say?
I wasn't going to watch that. You know, we were wondering when we had Rodney McLeod on, and we asked him, you know, oh, are you getting excited about football on Thursday night? And what did he say? Oh, I'm going to be rooting against, you know, the team in the division. My mind immediately went to, what, you don't want the number one seed? Don't you? Ironically, of course, Baltimore was the one seed last year. But I always wonder, do the players... do they look at Kansas City and go, yeah, we'd rather play Kansas City if we have a chance. We'd rather play them on the road than at home. Rather play them at home than in Arrowhead in a playoff setting. So I always wondered if in a matchup like this, like the Browns players were confident enough that they would finish with a better record than, say, the Ravens, that they'd be like, oh, I hope the Ravens beat the Chiefs, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I guess I would, but I guess that'd be like the only thing. But other than that, I really can't take anything from it. Earlier yesterday, Deshaun Watson had his press conference, and you wanted to mention the which one was it? The limitations comment?
Yeah, well, apparently there were no limitations. I mean, despite what everybody who had been to training camp and the precious few that were allowed to go to most of training camp, what he said yesterday kind of flew in the face of what people with their actual eyes had seen.
Someone very influential in my youth was from No Limit, so I can understand this. So let's see, did he say anything about no limitations here? Because it seemed that you drew umbrage, or it drew umbrage from you to say that there were no limitations in the preseason with Deshaun Watson. Here's Deshaun yesterday talking about the subject.
You see, you played at the highest level at Clemson and then again in the NFL. Do you feel like you still are among the elite quarterbacks in this league?
Of course. No doubt.
He says he's elite.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting the way he answered that question. Considering how a lot of people feel about him around the league, like, I would have thought somebody like him, who does, obviously, these guys all have confidence, he obviously feels like he's still one of the best quarterbacks in the game. There's been nothing to back that up in 4 years. I'm surprised he didn't answer that question a little differently.
What do you mean?
Like,
how would you like him to answer the question?
Like, I know how good I can be, but we have not demonstrated that at all here, and that's why we're excited about this season, because we think we have a chance to do just that. Like, he answered it. I don't think the people that don't like Deshaun in this town, they hear that, and I think they just roll their eyes. They're like, what are you talking about?
Well, didn't he say, but he, you're didn't like he say earlier? 20,
you're like ranked statistically in the 20s. The quarterback tiers have you in the bottom third of the league as a quarterback. Nobody is bullish on Deshaun Watson outside of maybe Shannon Sharp. And even he said he might be 85% of what he was.
But didn't he say earlier?
And he's still saying he's elite.
But didn't he say earlier this year that he didn't care about the haters anymore? The critics anymore?
The ones that he blocks on social media? I don't know what he really thinks about the people, you know, that are in his ear. I don't know how much he pays attention to it. I have no idea. He keeps his distance. You know, he's not doing a ton of media. You don't see him For a guy that here is locally in the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, you see very little of Deshaun Watson compared to what other quarterbacks are doing in other cities.
Well, this is the,
I mean, think about Baker.
He's got Tone's ire
here. Well, compared to Baker.
How many local interviews did Baker do?
But Baker was everywhere in town. It was not hard to find Baker Mayfield. So, obviously, situations are different.
Yeah.
But as far as being the quarterback, most the biggest position in sports, we talk about Deshaun Watson more than basically anybody else. We have a defensive player of the year in Myles Garrett. I mean, we have stars in this town. We have Donovan Mitchell, is an incredible basketball player in this town. We talk to Deshaun Watson more than anybody else, but he's not really front and center in this town right now.
This is really odd here, because I've kind of accepted that what we see on Sunday is what we're going to start getting, and that's it. I don't need to do this anymore. I don't need to talk about him and the way he answers questions and currying favor with fans. Have we not accepted this is what it is?
That
this is a business transaction between the fans of the Browns and Deshaun Watson? He doesn't need to say anything. He ain't going to say anything that makes me feel any better. When he says he's still one of the elite quarterbacks, I'm like, yeah, he should say he's still one of the elite quarterbacks. Do I believe it? No. I think he can be a really good quarterback, but I don't think he's top three, and I don't think he'll ever really get there be a good quarterback, but it doesn't matter what he says. It only matters what he does now,
I'm holding out hope as well that he can still be one of the great quarterbacks.
See,
but there's no way anybody can look at the way he's played and the distance or the time span between the last time he's truly been a really good quarterback and then have that mesh with what he said yesterday. There's no way. You have to see that on the field. And maybe this Sunday, 425, national audience, you said the coverage map, it's like 99%.
There is like a dot on the, I think, like in the D.C. area of the 425 window. Everything else, there is nobody in the continental United States. If they're watching football at 425 on Fox, they are going to see the Browns and Cowboys. There is nowhere to hide.
And if he outplays Dak Prescott, the first story will actually be about Dak just because it's the Dallas Cowboys. But that next story will be, are the Browns for real? Is he back? Is Deshaun Watson elite again? That's how quickly this thing can turn. And I'm holding out hope that he can do just that. But, you know, saying that he's elite, I mean, the fans that hate him in this town, and there are a bunch, and the fans that want nothing to do with him and are ready for that contract, they're hoping they go Sean Payton on Russell Wilson and turn the page on Deshaun Watson as soon as possible. They are rolling their eyes when he says he is still elite.
216-474-0092. I guess I should say, I'm glad that you find it significant. I'm not trying to poo-poo it. I think it's right that you bring it up. I'm just saying it's... the time for talk is over. There's nothing he can say that's going to satiate me and make me feel any better about any of this. The only thing he can do is play well. I want to bring that back later on, though. I'm not going after you for making a big deal about it, but there's just nothing he can say that's going to take anything away from me or make me feel anything better. It's going to have to be the play.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.